A first-hand look. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden preparing to travel to hurricane-ravaged Fort Myers, Florida later this morning.
The president will meet with small business owners and local residents impacted by Hurricane Ian and thank the federal, state, and local officials working around the clock.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, Governor Ron DeSantis, who has sparred with the president on various political issues, says in a disaster, politics takes a pause.
I think he's going to maybe tour the air. I don't know if I'm going to do that, but I know I'm going to have a briefing with him, and we are going to meet.
Nearly a week after Ian stormed ashore in southwest Florida, people in several communities are still stranded by floodwaters.
Anywhere from 4 to 8 feet in some places. So just getting food to people who are isolated, is a real challenge. And a lot of those people have lost their homes, seen their neighbors lose their homes, and many of whom we've spoken to are really traumatized.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Arcadia, Florida. Attorneys for former President Trump have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn an order from a federal appeals court that allows federal prosecutors to examine some of the documents seized from Mar-a-Lago before the special master completes his review to determine if they are protected. A day after a provocative North Korean missile launch, jitters in South Korea as a ballistic missile live fired during joint U.S. war games malfunctioned and exploded at a South Korean airbase, panicking nearby residents. On the last day of baseball's regular season, a 61-year-old American League record falls.
High fly ball.
Call on the Yes Network as Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge hit his 62nd home run of the season, beating the record set by Roger Maris in 1961. Another big day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow climbed 825 points, but early morning Dow futures are trading more than 150 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
President Biden met yesterday with his task force on reproductive health care to discuss options to protect a woman's right to choose.
With no national law to protect abortion rights, other options are being floated. Vice President Harris says the Department of Education is telling colleges,
it is against the law under Title IX to discriminate on the basis of pregnancy.
President Biden reacted to word that the University of Idaho would stop providing contraception and discipline employees.
Just for talking or telling students about where they get birth control.
The discussion came 100 days after the overturn of Roe v. Wade, and as some Republicans try to craft national limits on abortion. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Texas is preparing to put convicted killer John Henry Ramirez to death later today. He was convicted in the stabbing death of a convenience store clerk in Corpus Christi in 2004. His attorney says all avenues for legal appeals have been exhausted. Still no sign of a missing family of four kidnapped at gunpoint Monday in Merced County, California. The suspect in the case tried to kill himself yesterday. Russia's President Putin has signed laws to annex four parts of Ukraine, but the fighting there continues.
Parts of an S-300 Russian missile lay in an elderly Ukrainian couple's yard. They narrowly survived a strike in the city of Kramatorsk. These Ukrainian civilians are among millions of people that Russian President Vladimir Putin claims now live under his rule. The upper house of the Russian parliament voted to ratify Putin's annexation of four Ukrainian regions. Yet Russian troops continue to bomb these areas as Ukrainian forces liberate more villages and towns. Russia's partial grip on this territory is quickly slipping away as Ukraine breaks down Russian lines. The Russian Defense Ministry released a new video of reservists preparing to fight in Ukraine, saying 200,000 have been drafted since partial mobilization began.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Ukraine. And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.